You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Religious Objects. The Ark of the Covenant, also known as the Aron HaKodesh, is described in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 10 through 22. It was constructed upon God's orders and instructions as a vessel in which to store the Ten Commandments. The Ark was used in the tabernacle and then in the temple. The location of the Ark is not known at this time. However, there is a belief that the Ark is underneath the Temple Mount. The Aron Chodesh is an ornamental closet used to store the Torah scrolls in a synagogue. When possible, the Aron Chodesh is located on the wall closest to Jerusalem. In North America, this would be the Eastern Wall. The Bima is a table placed in the center or front of the synagogue. The Bima is generally located in the center of the room in Orthodox synagogues, and generally in the front of the room in non-Orthodox synagogues. The Sefer Torah is placed on this table while being publicly read. The Bima is also used by the rabbi or lay leader when reciting prayers. The chair of Elijah is used in the celebration of a ritual circumcision known as a bris. According to Jewish tradition, the prophet Elijah would be present at each bris. Accordingly, a chair is used on which the Sandek, who is the godfather who holds the child during the bris, sits on the left side, and the right side is left for Elijah to sit and observe the bris. The challah, described in Numbers chapter 15, verses 17 through 22, is a braided bread eaten during the Shabbat meals and often during many other festive meals. Challah actually refers to the small piece of dough that is separated from the dough before braiding in accordance with Jewish law. The challah cover is used in Jewish homes every Friday as part of the ritual of welcoming the Shabbat. The challah cover covers the challah until sundown, when Shabbat begins. After that, hamotzi, the blessing of the challah, is said. The challah cover is removed and the challah is passed around so everyone may break off a piece to eat. The Chanukiah, also known as the Chanukah menorah, holds 9 candles, one for each night of Chanukah plus a shamas, or servant, at a different height. On the first night, one candle is placed at the far right. The shamas candle is lit and 3 blessings are recited. After reciting the blessings, the first candle is then lit using the shamas candle. The shamas candle is placed back into its holder. Each night another candle is added until on the 8th night when all 9 candles are lit. The chumash is the Torah, which are the first 5 books of the Hebrew scriptures, in book form. The chumash is used during daily Torah study and following along when the Torah scroll is read. The chuppah is a Jewish wedding canopy that consists of a cloth or tallit stretched over 4 poles. The chuppah symbolizes the home the married couple will build together. The dreidel is a 4-sided top used in a game on Hanukkah. Outside of Israel, it is marked with 4 Hebrew letters, Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. This stands for the Hebrew phrase, Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, a great miracle happened there. And Israel is marked with the letters Nun, Gimel, He, and Pe. This stands for Nes Gadol Hayah Po, a great miracle happened here. The groger is a noisemaker used during the reading of Megillah Esther during Purim to blot out Haman's name. The Haggadah is a book containing the order of the Pesach Seder. The Havdalah candle is a multi-wick braided candle used during the Havdalah service ending Shabbat. The Havdalah spice holder is a container used to hold the spices during the Havdalah service ending Shabbat. The Ketubah is a Jewish marriage contract traditionally written in Aramaic. The groom pledges to provide food, clothing, and companionship to his bride, as well as a specific amount of money he will leave her in case of divorce. The Kiddush cup is a cup used during Kiddush, which is blessing over wine, on Shabbat and some holidays. The kippah, also known as a yarmulke, is the most commonly known and recognized piece of Jewish garb. It is actually the one with the least religious significance. The Hebrew word for this head covering is kippah. The word yarmulke is Yiddish. There is no special significance to the yarmulke as a specific type of head covering. It is an ancient custom, not a mitzvot, for Jews to cover their heads during prayer. Covering the head during prayer shows respect for God at the same time that it shows that we are servants of God, and as a reminder that God is always above us. The kittel is a white robe worn by men during their weddings, on Yom Kippur, and during Pesach. A pious person is usually buried in the kittel he wore during his lifetime at the festivities. The lulav is a combination of the four species spoken of in Leviticus 23, verse 40, and they are used during the festival of Sukkot. The four species are a palm branch, in Hebrew lulav, two willow branches, arava, and three myrtle branches, hadas. The six branches are bound together and refer collectively as the lulav. The etrog, a citron, is held separately. With these four species in one hand, one recites a blessing and waves the species in all six directions, east, south, west, north, up, and down, symbolizing the fact that God is everywhere. The Machzor is the prayer book used during the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Matzah is unleavened bread, as described in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6. It is eaten during Pesach. The Megillah is a scroll used during readings on certain holidays. Megillah Kohelet, which is Ecclesiastes, is read on Sukkot. Megillah Esther, which is the Book of Esther, is read on Purim. Megillah Echa, which is Lamentations, is read on Tish B'Av. Megillah Rut, which is Ruth, is read on Shavuot. And Megillah Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, is read on Pesach. The menorah is a seven-branch candelabrum constructed upon God's orders and instructions for use in the tabernacle and later for use in the temple. This is described in Exodus chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. The lights of the menorah burned in the temple until its destruction. This is the menorah referred to in the Hanukkah story. The mezuzah, which is Hebrew for doorposts, is a container which is placed on the doorposts of traditional Jewish homes. The mezuzah is a constant reminder of God's presence and God's mitzvot. The mitzvah to place mezuzot on the doorposts of our houses is derived from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, referred to as the Shema. The words of the Shema are written on a mezuzah scroll, along with the words of a companion passage, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 through 21. On the back of the scroll, a name of God is written. The scroll is then rolled up and placed in the case so that the first letter of the name, the letter Shin, is visible, or sometimes the letter Shin is written on the outside of the case. The case and scroll are then nailed or affixed to the right side doorpost on an angle with a small ceremony called the Chanukat HaBayit, the dedication of the house. The mikveh is a total immersive ritual purification bath. The mikveh is used by women after the menstrual period or childbirth and before their weddings. Men use the mikveh to become ritually pure before Shabbat and other Jewish holidays and before their weddings. Both men and women immerse themselves in a mikveh before Yom Kippur to complete a conversion process, before ascending to the Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount, and for koshering, preparing the products to be used in a kosher kitchen. The Ner Tamid, eternal light, hangs in front of the Ark, where the Torah scrolls are kept in the synagogue. It is a reminder of the menorah in the temple, as well as a remembrance of the burning incense in front of the Aron HaKodesh in the temple. The Shofar, described in Leviticus 23, verse 24, is a ram's horn which is blown somewhat like a trumpet. One of the most important observances of Rosh Hashanah is hearing the sounding of the shofar in the synagogue. The Seder plate is a special plate containing symbolic foods used during the Passover Seder. Each of the six items arranged on the plate has special significance to the retelling of the story of the Exodus from Egypt, which is the focus of the ritual meal. The Siddur is the Jewish prayer book. The Sukkah is a temporary structure described in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 42, used during Sukkot. It must have at least three walls covered with a material that will not blow away in the wind. A sukkah may be any size, so long as it is large enough for you to fulfill the commandment of dwelling in it. The roof of the sukkah must be made of a material referred to as shchach, literally covering. To fulfill the commandment, this covering must be something that grew from the ground and was cut off, such as tree branches, corn stalks, bamboo reeds, sticks, or lumber. The tallit is a prayer shawl with tzitzits on all four corners, worn by religious Jews during morning prayer services. The Talmud is a basis of Jewish law. The Talmud consists of the Mishnah and the Gemara. The written and oral Torahs were handed down through the successive generations from the time of Moses. The tefillin are two leather boxes containing four passages of the Torah that refer to the tefillin. Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 through 10 and verses 11 through 16, and Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 8 and chapter 11, verses 13 through 21. They are worn by religious Jews during morning prayer services. The Shema commands Jews to bind the words to our hands and between our eyes. This is accomplished by laying tefillin, that is, binding to our arms and foreheads a leather pouch containing scrolls of Torah passages. The Tehillim are psalms written by King David. The Tehillim are said every day during prayers, during times of despair and grief, while attending to the body of a Jew who has recently died until the burial, and during times of trouble, such as physical danger and poverty. The Tikkun is a book that contains two columns. One column contains a printed text of the Torah with vowels and trope, which are cantillation marks, and the other column is a photographic reproduction of the same text from a handwritten Torah scroll. Some Tikkun have an opposing page that has a translation and notes of the Hebrew text. The Torah scroll, also known as the Sefer Torah, is the five books of Moses written on parchment made from a kosher animal. The Sefer Torah is handwritten by a specifically trained scribe called a sofer, according to exacting ritual. The Sefer Torah is the text used in the synagogue for the public reading of the Torah. The tzedakah box comes in a variety of styles, from handmade paper to professionally glass-blown boxes. According to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 9 through 11, Jews are to care for those less fortunate. It is a tradition to place money in the tzedakah box before Shabbat begins. The tzitzit are braided threads worn by religious Jews on tallit during morning prayer services and throughout the day on a tallit katan. The Torah in Numbers chapter 15 verses 37 through 41 commands Jews to wear tzitzit at the corners of the garments as a reminder of the mitzvot. The yad is a pointer used when reading the Torah scrolls. A yad is generally made from silver and is a long, slender tube with a hand with a pointed index finger at the end. The yahrzeit candle is a candle used to mark the anniversary, the yahrzeit, of a person. Thank you for listening to Religious Objects. Shalom.